תלמוד עשר הספירות, כרך א',
חלק ג', עמוד 101, דף קוף א', חלק ג', דף קוף א', בתלמוד עשר הספירות, כרך א', אור ישר ואור חוזר. שוב, תלמוד עשר הספירות, כרך א', עמוד 101.
So, again, Tess, page 101. Well, that's in the Hebrew version.
We're reading from the study of Ten Sefirot.
פרק א', מבאר ד' בחינות שבעוביות, שהן סוד ד' כלים.
Which are the four kelim and their root. And this includes eight matters. The first one is that in all the worlds there are the sefirot of that world. In that world there is the atzmut of the orot and kelim. The second thing is that at first and sof expanded in terms of the kelim, and then the lights clothed in them. The third thing is that the extension of the or, the light, causes a greater coarseness, and this turns into ten kelim. The fourth is that the masach became the kli for the malchut. The fifth is that this masach causes a separation between the world of Atzilut and the world of Briah. The sixth is that the Zivug de'akav, the Or of Ein Sof, that's in the Masach, elevates the Or Chozer from beneath upwards. The seventh is that up to the world of Ein Sof is the world of Atzilut. The eighth is that the four Bchinot of the coarseness of the Or Ha'Elyon. The first one is the extension from the Keter to Chokhmah. The second one is the extension of the Binah. The third one is the way it spreads to the Zeran Bin, that in it becomes a Chalon and Nekev Tzar. The fourth is its extension to the Malchut, in which Nekev Tzar and Al-Chaka are created.
Words of the Ari, item one. There is Atzmut and Kelim, his essence and vessels. First, the light of Ein Sof expanded as vessels. Afterwards, the lights closed in them, being the Atzmut, the essence. Item 1. All the Olamot, all the worlds, have Atzmut, essence, and Kelim, vessels. First, the Ein Sof expanded as ten sefirot of Atzilut of as vessels. That is because the expansion indicates a greater coarseness of the light than before.
It
turns out that these ten sefirot are ten vessels that were created by the expansion of the Ein Sof itself. Except now the light became more coarse, and the vessels were made through the expansion. After this expansion, by which the ten vessels were made, the Atzmut of Ein Sof was clothed inside them. This is the meaning of Atzmut and Kelim, essence and vessels. Again.
בכל העולמות יש בחינת עצמות וכלים.
And there is Atzmut and Kelim, essence and vessels in all the worlds. First expanded the Ein Sof as ten sefirot of Atzilut, as vessels. That is because Itpashtut, expansion, indicates a greater coarseness of the light than before. It turns out that these ten sefirot are ten vessels that were created by the expansion of Ein Sof itself. Except now, the light became more coarse and the vessels were made through the expansion. After this expansion, by which ten vessels were made, the Atzmut of Ein Sof was clothed inside of them. This is the meaning of Atzmut and Kelim, essence and vessels.
In the
light, item one explains in all the worlds. There are five worlds called Adam Kadmon, Atzilut, Briah, Etzir Asiya. The world Olam, world from comes from the word He'elem, concealment. because each time the light of Ein Sof becomes more hidden in them, as the Rav will explain henceforth. Number 4 explains the beginning of everything, meaning the very beginning of every single world. Item 6, meaning, explains the Ein Sof expanded as 10 Sefirot of Atzilut, meaning unattainable. And it is called Ein Sof to indicate that the Sefira of Malchut, Malchut HaMesayimet, the concluding Malchut that stops all the degrees, does not put a stop and cessation here on the upper light. Quite the contrary, it is here that the bestowal of the light begins.
I recommend to read the words of Ari throughout the entire first chapter.
תיקון המסך לעכב את אור העליון מלהתפשט בכלי מלכות.
Item 2. The correction of the screen to detain the upper light from expanding in the vessel of Malchut. Item 2. When this expansion came to the Malchut of Atzilut, the upper emanator saw there's no strength in the lower ones to receive that light if it will expand more. And then, when the 10th vessel of Atzilut was concluded, there became a screen and a curtain that stops between Atzilut and the rest of the world below it. Again, and when that expansion reached Malchut of Atzilut, the upper emanator saw that there is no strength in the lower one to receive that light if it will expand even more. And then, when the 10th vessel of Atzilut was concluded, there became there a screen and a single curtain that stops between Atzilut and the rest of the worlds below it.
Meaning that the light of Ein Sof spreads from above down to the world of Atzilut, passing through the entire world of Atzilut, reaching the Parsa, and that's it. From there downwards, it doesn't spread anymore.
By the power of the Haka'a, the striking of the light of Ein Sof in the screen, the light returned upwards as returning light that clothed the Or Elyon, upper light. The entire place until the Kav of the light of Ein Sof is regarded as the world of Atzilut.
Everyone's looking in their books.
Item 3, the words of the Ari. Then, the light of Ein Sof that expands up to there struck that screen, and by the power of the striking of the descent, it struck it and returned upward as returning light to its place. Then the world of Atzilut was completed in its vessels, and the light of Ein Sof clothed them once more as Atzmut, essence. Thus, to the place where the light of Ein Sof reaches by this manner, it is called the world of Atzilut, because it is the light itself, but after its coarsening. Then the light of Ein Sof expands up to there
until the end of Atzilut.
He struck that screen, and by the power of that striking of the descent, it struck it and returned upward as returning light to its place. Then the world of Atzilut was completed in its vessels, and the light of Ein Sof clothed them once more as Atzmut, essence. Thus, to the
meaning that the light spreads through the entire world of Atzilut down to the end of the world of Atzilut, gets a blow, it's struck and returns and builds Kelim, and the next time it comes, the light clothes in the Kelim.
Thus, to the place where the light of Ein Sof reaches by this manner, it is called the world of Atzilut. Because the light is in itself, but only after its coarsening.
Yeah.
Item 4. 4 Bchinot for discernments in the coarsening or hitabut of the upper light. One, reception from the upper one, called Chochmah. Two, distancing from Chochmah, which is Bina. Three, chalon in a narrow nekev, a window in a small nekev, which is Zeralpin. Four, distancing from Chochmah and a narrow nekev, which is Malchut. Four, this coarsening of the light is because he who sees a great light cannot tolerate it, if not through some distancing or some sort of screen, or both. However, the Keter in Atzilut, the light of Ensof shines in it without any screen or in distancing at all. Hence the name of Keter is Ensof. And Chochmah receives through Keter, but Bina received the upper light, the light of Ensof, through Hachaka, distancing. Because now the Ensof is far from her, and she can receive it. Zeralpin does not receive the light, but through a narrow nekev, a narrow hole, and a chalon, a window, where the atzmut, the essence of the light, passes through that window without any screen. But there is no broad path, only a very narrow one. However, he is near, because there isn't a great distance between Bina and Zeralpin. Nevertheless, Nukva of Zeralpin receives her light through the nekev, through the hole, and chalon, the window, as does Zeralpin, but it is in distancing. The coarsening of that light is because he who sees a great light cannot tolerate it, if not through some distancing or some sort of screen, or both. However, the Ein Sof shines in Keter of Atzilut without any screen and distancing at all. Hence the name Keter of Ein Sof.
It's called Arichanpin.
Hence the name of Keter is Ein Sof. Chochmah receives through Keter, but Bina received the light of Ein Sof through distancing, because now the Ein Sof is far from her and she can receive it. Zeralpin does not receive the light but through a narrow hole and a window, nekev and chalon. The essence of the light passes through that window without any screen, but there is no broad path, only a very narrow one. However, he is near, because there isn't a great distance between Bina and Zeralpin. Nevertheless, Nukva of Zeralpin receives her light through the nekev and chalon, through the hole and the window, as does Zeralpin, but it is in distancing.
Meaning there are several explanations here as to how does the light pass through and from Ein Sof to the world of Atzilut and from the world of Atzilut downwards down to Adam from Ein Sof to Adam Kadmon, Tzimtzum Aleph, and the world of Adam Kadmon, Tzimtzum Bet, meaning the joining of the Kelim from above downwards, and in the worlds of Bia, this is the world, this is the O of Tolada. It's only an illumination. Chapter 2.
Page 26. Chapter 2 explains the four worlds of Bia and the difference between them. Item 1, the worlds of the Ari. Number 1.
Everyone looking in their books, right? Seeing the letters in and of itself is a correction, besides remembering it.
Item 1. There is no screen in the world of Atzilut. 1. There are four pchinot, four discernments, where all the items of Atzilut are distinguished from her and within her, but they are all without a screen whatsoever. Therefore it is called the world of Atzilut, because the light of Ein Sof itself expanded through it without a screen. Again, there are four pchinot, four discernments, where all the items of Atzilut are distinguished from her and within her, but they are all without a screen whatsoever. It is called the world of Atzilut because the light of Ein Sof itself expanded through it without a screen. Item 2. Ein Sof does not expand below Atzilut except through a zivug de'aka, a coupling and striking, in the screen at the siyum, the ending of the world of Atzilut. Then the 10 sefirot pass through the screen to the world of Bria. Also, 10 sefirot pass to the world of Yetzira by the zivug de'aka at the siyum of Bria, and the same occurs between Yetzira and Asiya. Words of the Ari, item 2. Indeed, Ein Sof itself does not expand from here downward, but only in an illumination, Heara, illumination that extends from it through a screen. There is a screen and pargod, a curtain, that separates between Atzilut and Bria. Because of that striking of the upper light that reaches there, it struck that curtain by the power of the 10 sefirot of Atzilut that reached there. It struck their light there, and the light shined through that masach and glittered through that masach and became the 10 sefirot de Bria from the glittering of the 10 sefirot of Atzilut because of the power of the screen. By the power of the 10 sefirot of vessels, 10 sefirot of other vessels were made. And by the power of 10 sefirot of Atzmut, other 10 sefirot of Atzmut of Bria were made. Also, another screen was erected at the end of Bria, and the 10 sefirot of Yetzira were made because of the striking of the 10 sefirot of Bria in the Atzmut and the vessels in the screens. And the same happened through that screen from Yetzira to Asiya. Now you can see why this is called Atzilut. The other is called Bria, and the other is Yetzira and Asiya. It is because there is a screen that separates between them, and one is not at all like the other.
Shomim?
You hear?
Ken.
Asaf, yes.
Rav, he writes, in the previous item, there's no screen in the world of Atzilut, therefore there are four discernments in which we'll distinguish the items of Atzilut that were emanated within her from her, but they are all without a screen. How can they be distinguished without a screen?
No. Here there's the matter of, he explains it beneath. Even in the Rosh of Sag, you have a Masach. In the Rosh of Ab, in the Rosh of Galgalta, you also have Masachim there. The question is, by Masachim, what does he mean? We call a Masach anything that connects through rejection. That the Zivug de'aka'a consists of Aka'a, that by the Aka'a you enter the Zivug, meaning the more I strike my will to receive, because otherwise I can't connect, by that I connect, obviously. So, accordingly, in the world of Adam HaKadmon, there is as if no Masach there. There is still nothing to strike there. Meaning that the Orot and the Kelim, they come tied together. Still there is no difference, no distinction between them. Same in Atzilut. That why does the Rosh of Atzilut, Ari Chanpin, why is it called Ein Sof? Regarding the created beings, that's how it is. Because still, there's no difference between the Orot and the Kelim. Still, there's no real striking, Haka'a. But the expansion of the Or and the Kli from the world of Ein Sof through Adam Kadmon and then through Atzilut, which is called Etzlo, Atzilut from the word Etzlo, by him as if still the lights and vessels are tied together until they reach a certain place, and there they start separating. And then, because from there they become separated, then there's the Zivuganaka, so they have both the ability, they have the ability to connect, but by the Aka. Whereas all the previous degrees, this is by the diminution of the Orot and the Kelim, and not by the strikings between them. Still, there's no resistance, there's no disparity of form.
There's no
them.
Will to receive above Tabo?
No. A will to receive, there is. The question is it standing out enough as a will to receive that's opposite to the light? A will to receive exists in everything. Starting with the tip of the yud, if we're already talking about something, then there you have the will to receive. Can't be any other way. But, how to put this, when can we say about the structure of a protein that it is a human being? When it's just a drop of seed? No, not yet. When something starts developing out of it in the mother? No. When he's born? Every time you say, what do you want from him? Like, when? When he grows, suppose, at the age of 20, when he's standing as if on his own two feet. This is called Kli. Therefore, he says that in the world of Atzilut, there are no Kelim, there's no difference between the O and the Kli in such a way that the Kli is opposite to the O, to the light. Everything's in order to bestow. After you correct, after there is a shattering, and you correct the shattering in a way that you feel light and darkness right and left, especially in the middle line, the way they connect with one another. Here you have faith above reason. It's the entire struggle that we have to go through, that we have to dig. In the meantime, we're just looking for the place. Where is there a collision between us and the Creator? A collision between us and the between the will to receive and the light? How do we position them one opposite the other? Whereas if running away from the place of detecting these things, they're very unpleasant to us. How can we connect between us in such a way that our connection will be sufficient enough in order to see the place which is opposite to the Creator? That in that place there is both the Creator and also the opposite of Him is revealed in that very place, and then we start scrutinizing. And that scrutiny starts in the worlds of Biyah. And the scrutiny is that we, by the scrutiny, we want to be integrated in the world of Atzilut, but when we're integrated in the world of Atzilut from beneath up, we want to be integrated. It's not like the world of Atzilut that came down from the worlds of Bia where there was no Ohot and Kelim. When we go in there, all of us go in there egoists, but we want for there not to be any difference between us and the light. We're included in those examples that we have on the different degrees of the Atzilut where there's no difference between the O and the Kli, and we do want to be integrated ever on a higher and higher degree, so there will be no difference between us and the light. But we come there with our viut, whereas from above down, there was no aviut. That's the difference between the expansion from above down and from beneath upwards, that we integrate with those examples that we get from above down.
If in the world of Atzilut there's no resistance, how can a Kabbalist write about the differences between...
How? There's everything. When we go in there, he's talking about the Atzilut itself. that we put our will to receive in there. We elevate it from Biyah to Atzilut. And then, in the Atzilut, there's the light of Chasadim. And when we elevate the Kelim there, then there's the light of Chuchma that appears in it. And in general, in all the Olamot, we don't have the O of Chuchma. The O of Chuchma is such that it's just a tiny illumination, even in the world of Ak. But that we bring the will to receive, which is opposite to the light, and in the Gimel Kavim, that we want for it, for the darkness to shine as light, then we turn the light on in all the worlds.
Can you say that this resistance is the fertilizer that fertilizes the soil? Is this what we were talking about?
No, let's put it that way. So be it. Well, there's more to it, but suppose.
It's not clear how you enter with coarseness and in equivalence of form.
How with the coarseness there could be equivalence of form? Because of it. Without a view, there's no question about equivalence of form at all. Who's going to be in equivalence of form if not the aviut?
What turns this, the coarse matter, to equivalence of form?
Tzimtzu, masach, or chozer, that with my oviut, I want to be equal to the light, to the Creator. If not the oviut, then who am I then? I identify myself, identify with the oviut. I don't understand what the question is altogether. I'm the creature. Who's the creature? The will to receive in order to receive. I have to perform corrections in order to identify with the Creator, meaning my intention in order to receive is ruled out. I make a tzimtzum on it. How do I work from there on? How much can I bestow in order to bestow, or even to receive in order to bestow? These are the measures of my... This is the extent to which I suit the Creator, the Light.
What connects a coarser part?
If I make a tzimtzum and masach and or chozer, then the coarse part turns into the pure part. That's it. Suppose you have 1 gram of oviut, and my oviut is 10 tons. If I turn that oviut of 10 tons, I put it under a masach and or chozer, then I ascend, and I'm about 50 degrees higher than you are, even though that I'm coarse, fat, cumbersome. But this thickness turned into purity, zakut, meaning I continue to form, but entirely in order to bestow, entirely glittering from the light. Where you're glittering only to 1 gram.
What places the coarse part under the screen, the restriction, the screen reflect the light?
Again?
What adds the coarse part to the part of the equivalence of form?
It's a viut. That it makes a tzimtzum on its a viut. And after its tzimtzum of not receiving for itself, it acquires a masach. To bestow in order to bestow, and maybe even to receive in order to bestow, and by that determines its spiritual degree. If he only makes a tzimtzum, he's not in spirituality yet. He only came out of corporeality. Right? Ask. There's place to ask. Yochai.
Good morning. my teacher.
Good morning.
It's not about the book, it's about something else. Can I ask?
Go ahead.
Rav, it's about things that happen, that you say and that don't happen. You say, you know what, when you say everything is good and then this wise guy comes and says everything is fine?
Again. Someone, what, I don't understand.
No, you sit down, you bring a book, you say, take a look at the book, it says, no, it's all good, I don't need it. How to get along with such a person?
You brought someone a book.
I brought us.
What do you mean? Everyone has to have their own book.
They're not enough.
What do you mean there's not enough? You have no books of your own. So what's the problem? I'll give you one as a present. What do you mean there's not enough books? So you buy books. How much does it cost? Uri, where is he?
No, we'll take care of it.
Okay, I didn't understand what you ask.
How much is this?
A test set, how much does it cost?
190. I'm sorry, 290.
290?
Oh, hold on. Let me zero myself. Test 190, test 290.
Test 290 shekel? It's expensive.
It's six volumes. We started to print small quantities because we have no warehouse, so our costs have not doubled. Instead of producing 1,000, I print 200, 300, so it multiplies the cost.
No, it's impossible to do it this way. Who told you to do this?
We are doing it for a while now, in order to shrink the space.
I'll find a place for you. It's forbidden to do that.
Okay.
You don't know how to do business. You can't be in this kind of department.
No, I didn't speak about that.
No, come on, say.
Rav, you said to read it Kelim, and he reads it Chelim, and it drives me crazy. You know, it's such things that you don't do it. What is that? How do you have such patience?
Speak proper Hebrew. And you can't hear it? This is what confuses you?
No, even the patience I have disappears.
I'll give you a pill. I have a pill for this. What are we going to do with you?
I tell him to do what he should do.
To the reader? Nah, yeah. That's impossible. This is a reader that you can't do anything with. You only have to talk to yourself. You tell yourself that now you are going to overcome and not hear anything as if it's the closest person in the world to you reading. Then you don't care if he gets confused or he reads incorrectly. But because you love him, it's pleasant for you to hear it. Overcome. What can you do? Say that it's the Creator that put this obstacle before you.
No, it's things you say and they don't happen.
I don't know, he reads nicely. I don't feel any flaw in his reading. Probably you don't like him. You have an evil eye on him.
I don't know.
Overcome. It's okay. You have a book?
I have one. I'll find it.
Let's go.
We're writing the words of the Ari, item 3 above. The division between Atzilut and Bia, the difference between Atzilut and Bia is that in Atzilut there is no screen at all. In Bia, the light is decreased by one screen, in Yetzirah by two screens, and in Asiya by three screens. still there is no difference in the four discernments for Bchinot of the coarsening of the light, the upper light. There is no difference among the world.
There has to be it has to be read this way, that there is the division between Atzilut and Biah, apostrophe, that in the Atzilut there is no Masach at all.
Item 3, the words of Dari. The difference between Atzilut and the three worlds is that in Atzilut, the light of Ensof punctures it and passes it to the end of Atzilut without any screen whatsoever. However, from there downward, there is a screen. And the difference between Briah and Yetzirah is that Briah has one screen, and Yetzirah two screens, and Asiyah three screens. However, within each world, just as there are four Bchinot for the sermon in Atzilut, so there are four Bchinot in Briah itself and in Yetzirah itself.
Again.
The difference between Atzilut and the three worlds is that in Atzilut, the light of Ensof punctures it and passes it to the end of Atzilut without any screen whatsoever. However, from there downward, there is a screen. The difference between Briah and Yetzirah is that Briah has one screen, Yetzirah has two screens, and Asiyah three screens. However, within each world, just as there are four discernments for Bchinot in Atzilut, so there are four Bchinot in Briah itself and in Yetzirah itself.
He says here that we have that these are the definitions. Next, chapter 3.
Chapter 3 explains the four zivugim of Hakah, four couplings and striking, in the four prinot of the screen that generate four levels, chubtum, one below the other, in the four worlds of Abiyah. Item 1, the worlds of Diari. Ein Sof shines in the world of Atzilut by clothing the level of Chokhmah. You should know also that in order for the light of Ensof to shine in the entire Atzilut, its Atzmut, its essence, must be clothed inside Chokhmah. After it's clothed in Chokhmah, it expands in the entire Atzilut. Only by that clothing can the entire Atzilut receive from Ensof. And this is the meaning of the verse, "In wisdom hast thou made them all." Again, you should also know that in order for the light of Ensof to shine in the entire Atzilut, its Atzmut, its essence, must be clothed inside Chokhmah. After it is clothed in Chokhmah, it expands in the entire Atzilut. Only by that clothing alone can the entire Atzilut receive from Ensof. This is the meaning of the verse, "In wisdom hast thou made them all."
Meaning, the fact that the Or Elyon is in Keter doesn't say anything. That it comes from Chokhmah, and in Chokhmah it can spread, and it does spread in the entire Partsuf, in the entire world. That's what's important. The Or of Chokhmah that comes from the Chokhmah and spreads from above downwards, this is actually the Or which exists in the degree. Therefore, it says you have done it with wisdom, out of Chokhmah, and not out of Keter. That the main thing for us is the Or that spreads from the Chokhmah.
And the world of Briah shines by clothing the level of Bina, and Chokhmah is hidden there.
I just want to add, this is why we don't really count the world of Ak. We say that it's a world of Shorashim, of Ketel. And the beginning of the corrections and the end of corrections and everything else is in the world of Atzilut. The world of Atzilut, this is the main thing. that it is the light of Chokhmah, and there you have the building of the Kelim, the corrections, and everything else is in Chokhmah. And the Bina is that it returns to Chokhmah, and the Malchut that extends from Bina, and also from there reaches the Chokhmah, in short, only the world of Atzilut. This is the place where all the corrections are being done, and also all the shatterings, they're also done there. Everything's done there.
The words of Diary, item 2. But in order to shine in Bria, Chokhmah must be clothed in Bina. By clothing these two, the light of Insof shines in Bria. This is the meaning of the screen between Atzilut and Bria. For this screen extends from Bina, where Chokhmah is clothed so as to shine in Bria. Again, but in order to shine in Bria, Chokhmah must be clothed in Bina. By clothing these two, the light of Insof shines in Bria. This is the meaning of the screen between Atzilut and Bria. For this screen extends from Bina, where Chokhmah is clothed so as to shine in Bria.
Ot Gimel.
Item 3.
Questions, only quickly.
Even before, it was written that what's special about the world is the number of screens. What's so special?
The amount of the masachim speaks of the amount of the scrutinies, of the adjustments, of the corrections. All in all, what we have to correct is all the degrees, all the p'chinot, all the discernments. You have to make a zivug daka on each and every discernment.
Maybe more precisely, what's the difference between the worlds? And what are they special?
The difference between the olamot, that's something else. The difference between the olamot is that the olam of Adam Kadmon is keter, nothing happens there besides the division that comes prior to what's later going to happen in the system. It's like a initial diagram. The world of Atzilut is already the beginning of the building. In practice, the worlds of Asiya Briya and Yetzira it's the material that's being processed. It's the matter itself that's being processed. And then it's elevated to Atzilut, and it's as if putting in the bricks. Putting the bricks into the structure until the entire world of Atzilut is built, and the worlds of Biyah, they all ascend, all are corrected and ascend to the world of Atzilut. Everything ends only in Atzilut. And afterwards, how does Atzilut ascend through Akt to Ein Sof? This I can't say. Nothing's written about it. It seems to me that, well, we'll see. Chaim.
Rav, what does it mean that light clothes inside light? And if there are subtleties to every light,
the O clothes in the O, you have to understand what O is. It's like we name something according to what we feel. A special impression of the Kli is called O, light. I could be impressed by receiving something, and then this impression is called the light of Chokhmah, if it's in order to bestow. If it's in order to receive, I don't know at all, but an impression that's only in bestowal is called the light of chasadim. These are kinds of impressions. Now, if I can correct myself to receive in order to bestow, then there, as if have two forms of impression, the extension of the light of chokhmah and the light of chasadim, that I enjoy being in equivalence of form, and being in equivalence of form in terms of equalizing with the action itself. And this means that I'm under the influence of the light of Chokhmah, which is in order to bestow.
So, according to what you explained, can you have two feelings?
Yeah, different feelings, Chokhmah and Chassadim. But these are always only impressions in the Kli. What's outside of the Kli, this we don't know. All in all, what's happening inside the Kli, this I call Orot, Kelim, Choshech, Aliyot, Yeridot. These are all different phenomena in the will to receive.
So in each given moment, there needs to be only one feeling, or it can be several feelings?
Could be a result of several feelings. Could be it's like you take a chord. Like a chord in music.
Yeah, a chord.
That you take a chord, and all at once you have several influences. Of course, but think about it, that it's the impression of the kelim and only. Just like now, I'm impressed by the kelim. Then I'm impressed by the kelim too, but it's a different kind of impression from the kelim. The more subtle they are, the more complicated they are. Not like it is in animals or little children, but the more sophisticated they are, the more I feel the sound. And suppose how I feel sound and how Chupchik there feels the sound, the saf. There's a difference. He's a musician. How much do I feel a certain language and letters, and suppose Amit. And so on. Meaning there is a different kind of impression. And this is what it is all about. So it's the extent to which we're impressed by something. That's it. But I don't come out of the clean. I only need to direct it, to guide it. I don't let go of myself, to only calibrate my kli to different kinds of impressions. And the more spiritual they become, the higher they are, outside of the guf, outside of the neshama, doesn't matter. It's all in the will to receive. That's it. So we don't go anywhere. Everything stays in the family. Yes, Amnon.
Rav, it's not so clear to me. In the world of Bria, shines by clothing in the world of Bria, but Chokhmah disappears. Rav, it disappears, she conceals, she's inside of it. He explains it to us in a different place. You can't have the light of Chassadim without the light of Chokhmah. Otherwise, it would be a shattering in the light. The light of Chokhmah is always, because it's the light of life, liveliness. It has to be there. It has to sustain the vessel. It has to do something in order for you to be filled with the light of Chassadim. But the attitude, when you say, I'm in Chassadim, that's a special attitude you have towards the light of Chokhmah. Amnon, exactly. From this is my question, that unless Chokhmah will close in Binah, there will not be illumination. Rav, of course, that's clear. We always work with the light of Chokhmah, except in the attitude towards it, towards this light, we call it the light of Chassadim.
So the disappearance of the Chokhmah isn't the disappearance. It's as if swallowed inside there.
Yeah, if I tell you I don't need a shirt, you say, a righteous Chassid. But what am I pointing at? I'm pointing at the fact that I don't need a shirt. I don't need Chokhmah. And that's why I'm called a Chassid, a righteous. I mean, the light of Chassadim by itself has no place. What is the light of Chassadim? It comes only by rejection, by a special attitude towards the light of Chokhmah. From the Creator comes the light of Chokhmah.
So in any case, Chokhmah has to be, so there will be an illumination.
Always. Without Chokhmah, there's no life, there's no existence. If Chokhmah disappears, there's no such thing, but then there's no creation.
It's a higher degree than the Chokhmah.
I'm talking about the Rav Chokhmah in and of itself. Okay? Ask us, although you're not, you don't deserve it.
When the worlds of Asiya, Bria, and Yitzira is sent to Atzilut, it's by the correction of Israel?
Only by Israel.
But do they also raise the Achap with them, or it's only the correction of Israel?
In everything, you have corrections of both Israel and the nations of the world. The vessels are together. That's why it says that Israel did not go to exile except to add to themselves, attach the souls of the Gentiles. The correction is always collective. One who rises, rises in his tension, and together with that he pulls with him other vessels that don't belong to the ascent.
If all the corrections end in Atzilut, why do we count then 125 instead of 100 degrees?
And not 100? There is an intermingling, integration of all the discernments, one in another. And this latter starts in Ein Sof. We have to go back to Ein Sof. From Ein Sof down to the end, and from the end back to Ein Sof is 125 degrees. From there, everything comes down. The corrections are not in Atzilut. We cause those corrections, but they rise up and they are included in Machot of Ein Sof. It's a correct question.
Would it be precise to say that from Chokhmah comes the light of Chokhmah? Is it true?
That's how we talk. When we come to feel those things, it's totally different. It's like a child thinks, you know, about what it means to be a pilot. When you get there, you see how, you know, that this is hard labor. It's totally different than the dream. Okay. Where are we? Item 3, please.
Page Kufyud, words of the Ari. In the world of Yetzira, by its clothing on the degree of Tiferet, it shines there, and also the Binah. And the world of Asiya shines by clothing on the degree of the Malchut, and also the Tiferet disappears there. Ari, item 3. And in order to shine in Yetzira, and to add one Masach and Malbush, and it is in order for the, because the Bina also clothes in the Tiferet, then by the Tiferet, the Ein Sof shines in Yetzira. And in order to shine in Asiya, he adds Levush and one Masach, and also the Tiferet, then dresses in the Malchut, and by the Malchut, the Ein Sof shines in the entire Asiya. And this is the meaning of Ima Ila'a Mekanena Bekursaya, and the middle pillar Mekanena Beitzira, and the Malchut Mekanena Beasiya, in Asiya.
Questions? Okay, you can't do it anymore. Okay. Well, let it go. We have here...